Upgrade your laundry routine with a durable and reliable Maytag laundry pair at Lowe's. Like the new Maytag washer and dryer with performance-enhanced stain-fighting power designed to cut through serious dirt and grime. And what's great is this laundry pair is in stock and ready for delivery when you need it the most. Don't miss out. Shop Maytag in-store or online today at Lowe's.
It was a nice place where families usually flocked for weekend camping trips, where children's laughter echoed through the trees and hikers sought solace on the winding trails. On a quiet Thursday morning, a young couple, Shayla and Martin, decided to take advantage of the off-peak season to explore the less traveled paths. They were both city dwellers, craving the quiet embrace of nature. Shayla packed a picnic lunch while Martin checked the map, his eyes tracing the path they would take. They set off under the watchful gaze of the towering pines, their boots crunching on the gravel path. Shayla pointed out a squirrel darting through the underbrush, and Martin snapped a picture with his phone. The trail grew steeper, and they paused to catch their breath, wiping sweat from their brows. Shayla laughed, her eyes shining as she suggested a race to the top. Their laughter grew distant as they climbed, the forest swallowing the sound. The path grew narrower, the trees more densely packed. An eerie silence fell, and the rustling of leaves whispered secrets that only the old trees knew. Shayla felt a shiver run down her spine, and she glanced over her shoulder, expecting to see a fellow hiker possibly, but the trail was empty. The silence was thick, almost palpable, and it made her heart race. The cabin appeared without warning, nestled in a small clearing as if the forest itself had parted to reveal it. Its wooden exterior was untouched by decay, the windows gleaming with an unsettling cleanliness. The door was a deep shade of red, the only spot of color in the sea of green and brown. The paint looked fresh, and the hinges didn't creak when the wind blew. The cabin was a stark contrast to the surrounding wilderness, a man-made structure that seemed to reject the very nature it was surrounded by. They approached with caution, their boots sinking into the soft earth. The cabin was larger than it had appeared from afar, and Shayla felt a strange pull towards it, as if it was beckoning them with a silent promise of answers to the park's past. Or maybe simply a ranger station. They honestly had no idea what this structure was meant for. It's a national park and people can't just casually build a house there. Martin's hand found hers, and they shared a look with a mix of excitement and apprehension. They stepped onto the porch, the wood groaning slightly under their weight, and Shayla reached out to touch the doorknob. It was cold, almost icy, and she withdrew her hand with a gasp. The door swung open with a gentle nudge from Martin, revealing an interior that was just as immaculate as the outside. A thick layer of dust coated the floorboards, but it was clear that someone had been there, and recently. The furniture was arranged neatly, as if waiting for its owner's return. A table laid with a set of plates and silverware hinting at a meal long ago abandoned. A single candle burned in the center, casting dancing shadows on the walls. Shayla felt her heart quicken in her chest, the air in the cabin thick with a tension that she couldn't quite put her finger on. The scent of something rotting grew stronger as they ventured deeper into this cabin. They found the source in the kitchen, where a pile of decaying fruit sat on the counter, surrounded by a cloud of flies. Shayla covered her mouth with her hand, trying not to gag. Martin swiped at the buzzing insects and moved closer to the back door, which stood ajar, revealing a glimpse of a garden that was once meticulously cared for, but now laid in ruins. They stepped outside, the smell of decay dissipating as the fresh mountain air rushed in. Shayla noticed something peculiar about the garden. The plants were twisted and contorted into shapes that seemed almost deliberate, as if sculpted by an unseen hand. The sight filled her with a deep sense of unease, and she whispered to Martin that it was time to go. Obviously, there's nobody here, or the park rangers are out on some patrol, and this was not public land. But as they turned to leave, the sound of a twig snapping echoed through the trees, and a shadow flitted at the edges of their vision. They froze, their hearts thumping in their chests, and for a moment, Shayla was certain that they were not alone. Martin grabbed a stick, his knuckles white from the grip, as they both stared into the dense foliage. The silence was broken only by their shallow breathing and the distant call of a bird. Then, from the corner of her eye, Shayla caught a glimpse of movement. She squinted, trying to make out the shape through the gloom. The sun was setting and it was getting dark. It grew larger, more distinct, and a cold chill ran down her spine as she realized what it was. An unmistakable figure stood there, upright like a man, but with the fur and head of a giant wolf, its eyes burning with a crimson glow that pierced the darkness. This creature took a step closer, and the ground trembled beneath its massive paws. The fur was matted and wild, and the sight of it sent a wave of fear crashing down over both of them. It was a creature from their darkest nightmares. A creature that shouldn't exist. A creature that has been born from the very essence of the park's tragic history. This werewolf dogman gazed locked on them, and it let out a low, menacing growl that seemed to shake the very air around them. Shayla's hand slipped into Martin's, and she squeezed tightly. They took a step back, their eyes never leaving the monstrous form before them. The creature took another step, its movements fluid and predatory, as if it was stalking its prey. Panic began to set in, and Martin whispered to Shayla that they needed to run. But as they turned to flee, their legs felt leaden, rooted to the spot by the overwhelming presence of the creature that now blocked their path back to the cabin's back door. This dogman took another step forward, and Shayla's breath caught in her throat. The candle in the cabin flickered through the back window, casting eerie shadows across the backyard clearing. And for a moment, she thought that she saw a flicker of humanity in those beastly eyes. But it was gone as quickly as it had come, replaced by a hunger that was palpable. With a snarl that sent a shiver down their spines, the creature lunged towards them. They stumbled backwards, tripping over the rotting vegetation, and the world around them became a blur of motion. Martin swung his stick wildly, trying to fend off the creature's snapping jaws, but it was like fighting a shadow. The dogman's claws sliced through the air, missing them by mere inches. They managed to get to their feet, turning to sprint back down the path. The creature's howl of rage followed them, a chilling reminder that they were not safe. Branches snapped at their faces as they ran, the ground uneven beneath their feet, but fear lent them speed, and they didn't dare to look back. The cabin grew smaller and smaller behind them, the red door a fading memory of the place that had promised refuge but had instead become a prison of horror. Their breaths became in ragged gasps, their legs burning, but the creature's pursuit was relentless. The sound of its paws on the ground grew closer, the snarls more intense. It was gaining on them, and Shayla knew they couldn't outrun it forever. They needed a plan, a place to hide, a weapon, anything to survive. The trail grew steeper, and Shayla's lungs felt like they were on fire, but she didn't dare slow down. Martin's grip tightened around her hand, his eyes fixed on the path ahead. They had to find help or a way to fight back before the creature claimed them as its next victims in the grisly saga of Kings Mountain State Park. But as they rounded a bend, the dogman's pursuit abruptly ceased. The forest grew quiet once more, the only sounds the hammering of their own hearts and the distant call of the same bird that had pierced the silence earlier. But they didn't dare to hope, didn't dare to believe that it had simply given up. They slowed their pace, their eyes darting to the shadows that danced around them. The creature could be anywhere, watching, waiting. They had stumbled upon a horror that had been hidden for so long, a truth that had been buried beneath the veneer of a peaceful retreat, and now it was chasing them, its hunger unyielding. Then, as if a beacon of hope had pierced through the canopy of fear, they saw this entrance to a cave in the distance. It was partially hidden by an overgrown bush, but it was just big enough to hide him. Without a second thought, they dashed towards it, ducking under the low-hanging branches that scraped against their faces. The cave's mouth yawned before them, a dark embrace that promised shelter from the monster that pursued them. Once inside, they fumbled for their cell phones, the screens casting a cold blue light that danced off the damp walls. The air grew thick and the stench of decay so potent that Shayla's stomach revolted and she emptied its contents onto the dusty dirt floor. Martin gagged, his hand over his mouth, his eyes watering. The sight that met them was a nightmare come to life. The cave was a charnel house littered with bones, both of animal and human. The floor was sticky with the residue of forgotten lives, and the smell was so intense it coated their tongues with a metallic taste. Torn pieces of fabric and shredded backpacks were scattered amongst the skeletal remains. It was a grisly collection of the lost and the unlucky, a macabre museum of the dogman's hunger. They stepped carefully, not wanting to disturb the grim trophies that surrounded them. The walls were smeared with the dark substance that could have been blood or something far worse. The reality of their situation hit them like a sledgehammer. They had stumbled into this beast's lair, a place where it had brought its prey to feast. Shayla's hand trembled as she held up her phone, the light playing over the grim scene. Her mind raced, trying to piece together the puzzle of this creature's existence. How had it remained hidden for so long? How many had fallen to its savage hunger? The questions swirled in her head, dizzying her with their implications. The silence grew oppressive, the only sounds their own harsh breathing and the dull echo of their footsteps on the stone floor. They had to keep moving, find a place to hide, a way out, anything that may lead them to their salvation. They venture deeper into the cave, the light from their phones creating a ghostly procession of shadows that danced around the grisly decor. The path grew narrower, the ceiling lower, forcing them to hunch over as they moved. And then, amidst the carnage, they saw something that made their blood run cold. A pile of fresh clothing, a torn shirt, a half-eaten apple. The Dogman had been here, and it hadn't been long ago. Their hearts thudded in their chests, a frantic rhythm that seemed to match the beat of the creature's paws on the ground outside. The race was on, and the prize was their lives. They had to be smart, to use every ounce of their wits and courage to outwit the beast that stalked them. Shayla spotted a small side chamber, barely large enough to fit the two of them. They squeezed in, the rock pressing against their backs, and held their breath as they heard the creature's snuffling grow closer. The lights from their phones dimmed as they switched them off, plunging them into darkness so complete it was almost tangible. They were trapped, with only their fear to keep them company and the unspoken hope that the creature would just simply pass them by. The Dogman's footsteps grew louder, the ground trembling beneath its massive weight. The smell of decay grew stronger, a miasma that filled their nostrils and coated their tongues. They could almost feel the heat of its breath, the hunger in its eyes as it searched for them. They pressed themselves against the cold stone, willing themselves to be invisible, to be nothing but a part of the cave itself. The creature paused, its snarling echoing through the chamber. For a moment, it seemed as if it had found them, that their hiding place was not enough. And then, just as suddenly as it had come, the sound of paws retreating grew fainter until it was swallowed by the embrace of the cave. Shayla and Martin exhaled in unison, their bodies slumping against the rock. From the depths of the cave, a new sound grew, a cacophony of snarls and yips that grew closer. The Dogman's growls turned into howls of challenge, and the air was filled with the scent of fear and aggression. Shayla's heart leapt into her throat as the ground beneath them vibrated with the approach of the unknown. Peeking out of the tight space and slowly walking towards the entrance of the cave, they noticed a pack of red wolves, their eyes gleaming in the moonlight that pierced the cave entrance, charging into the chamber surrounding the Dogman. Their fur was as fiery as their spirits, and their teeth was bared in a display of primal power. The Dogman, though monstrous, was outnumbered and outmatched. For whatever reason, this pack had found this cave, this Dogman's lair, and they were not about to cede their ground to this interloper. The battle was fierce and swift, a blur of fur and flashing teeth. The Dogman was massive, but the red wolves were swift and coordinated, moving as one to bring it down. The cave floor grew slick with blood, and the stench of the fight filled the air. Shayla and Martin watched in horror and awe, their hearts in their throats. As the Dogman faltered, the pack's alpha stepped forward, a snarl ripping from its throat. The creature looked from the alpha to the humans as if weighing its options. For a heart-wrenching moment, it locked eyes with Shayla, and she saw something flicker in its gaze. Not human, but not entirely beast either. It was as if it knew it was the intruder here, that it had crossed a line it could not uncross. With a final desperate roar, the Dogman turned and fled, the red wolves in hot pursuit. The cave was once again plunged into silence, except for the distant sounds of the fight continuing outside. Shayla and Martin waited, their breaths held, until the noise faded into the night. When they finally dared to emerge from their hiding place, the cave was empty except for the grim remnants of the Dogman's feasts. The Red Wolves had driven the creature from its home, granted them a reprieve. They stepped out into the night, their hearts racing, the cool air a stark contrast to the oppressive heat of the cave. The moon casted a silver path before them, guiding them back towards the safety of the cabin. They didn't speak of the creature that had pursued them, of the ancient power that had been unleashed in the heart of Kings Mountain State Park. Instead, they focused on the ground beneath their feet, the sound of their own breaths, and the gentle patter of rain that had begun to fall, washing the earth clean. They knew that their lives had been irrevocably changed by their encounter with this Dogman, that the quiet beauty of the park would never be the same. But for now, they had to keep moving, to find a way back to the parking lot and to the park ranger's station and tell their story. As they walked hand in hand, the rain grew heavier, the drops mixing with their tears. The world outside the cave was still a mystery, filled with danger and unknowns, but they had each other. And that was enough. They had survived the night, and with the help of the unexpected allies, they had earned themselves a chance to live another day.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Hi, everyone. I posted this in another thread, Paranormal, but had people recommend that I post this here as well. This is a true story that I personally experienced. This took place last year, at the beginning of summer. I was with my mom, headed down to my Nana's farm to visit for a weekend. For some context, she lives on a farm way back in the country, right at the front of a mountain in rural South Carolina. It's a very rural, secluded area, so the roads are badly maintained and barely wide enough for two cars to pass one another. The houses are so spread out and set so far back in the tree line from the road, so there's very little ambient light beside the headlights of a car. So my mom and I were driving along, her in the driver's seat and me in passenger. It was around 11 p.m., and we're 15 minutes out from Nana's, deep in the woods with the radio down almost to silent. We come onto this straight stretch of the road in a heavily wooded area, and suddenly, this blur of a creature darts out across the road, right at the edge of our headlights. It was moving pretty good, but both me and my mom were able to get a good look at it before we both agreed on what we saw. It was a fairly large creature, roughly the size of a person, but bigger. Neither of us could make out the head, but we both remember it appeared to have a segmented body, my mom's words, as if it were emaciated and its rib cage was poking out. The reflection of light made it hard for me to tell the color, but my mom said she remembered it to be dark and she didn't see fur or hair. It had long limbs, and as it moved across the road, it didn't run the way a dog or horse would, with all four legs. The best word to describe it would be loping, using its front limbs to pull itself along, and it was moving considerably fast. We both said something along the lines of, "What the hell is that?" as it crossed in front of us. As we got up to where it had crossed, I turned to look at it just as it reached the other side of the road and out of our headlights. And I swear on my life, it stood up and ran. Not like a dog rearing on its hind legs, it was definitely bipedal. I immediately yelled that it had stood up, and we both started getting nervous. I honestly would have thought that I was going insane had I not had another person in the car with me. My mom had always been a pretty level-headed person and not superstitious. But she was very nervous and had me agree to not tell my Nana about it to avoid scaring her, which made me recognize how serious this was. I should also mention that there had apparently been a series of attacks on livestock, horses in the area around the time this happened. People were saying they found wire fences ripped through and their animals attacked. I don't know if any died, but if I remember correctly, there was a few horses that were severely wounded. There have been a few other strange instances in the area, but that was my personal experience.